There are seven words from the Old Testament, from Proverbs, that rule the universe as far as your life is concerned. They're very simple, short little words all strung together to make a syntax that is the definition of the secret of the universe. As you think, so shall you be. As you think, so shall you be. And so it is written, and so it is. Now, it doesn't say, as you be, so shall you think. It doesn't say that the circumstances of your life will create the inner turmoil or the inner world that you experience. It's the other way around, even though many of us lead our lives that way. We allow the circumstances of our life, the people that are in it, the economy, the political picture, whatever it is, whatever is going on outside of us, we allow those things to determine our level of inner peace or lack of it. And it's why so many people have ulcers and high blood pressure and so many of the physical maladies. Because indeed, they believe that they can't control their inner world, that something outside of them does. But as you think, so shall you be, is really crucial to banishing the doubt. You have to know that if you experience doubt about anything in your life, then that doubt is what you will act on. You can't act on anything else. The ancestor to every action is a thought. It's a thought. As what you think about is what expands. What you think about is what expands. That even the belief that when you take a particular pill and you have cancer and you believe, even though it's a placebo, even though it's a sugar pill, if you believe it, then your body will begin to manufacture whatever anti-cancer agents are needed, not because of the pill, but because of what you believe. And if you take the same pill and you have arthritis, then it will manufacture anti-arthritis agents. And if you have the same, take the same pill and you have heart disease, then it will. But the idea of that is so powerful that what you think about creates your physical reality. And it isn't the pill. It's what you believe about it. James Allen, in a wonderful book called As a Man Thinketh, written back in the last century, said, circumstances do not make a man, they reveal him. They reveal him. And the people who are in the worst of circumstances are the ones who need to know this the most. They don't need to know hopelessness and I can't do anything about it. They need to know that if I'm going to transcend the circumstances that I find myself in, that I have to reveal myself to be something other than a victim who just follows the herd. This business of knowing what you think about is what expands, once you know that what you think about is what expands, once you know this, then you start getting real careful about what you think about. You start treating this invisible observer who is watching this body go through its motions. And you transcend the big lie. The big lie is that there are certain things that you can do and you can't do, and there are limits. See, you have to distinguish, if you're going to banish the doubt, between those things which you believe and those things which you know. Now, the knowing that comes from within is something that will never let you down, whereas the beliefs that you have will always let you down. Your beliefs in times of crisis do not serve you. Your beliefs are handed to you from out there, so there is this element of doubt attached to them. You got to let them go. And you got to shift to knowings.